Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.
Ed Finn is in studio, or should I say the award-winning Ed Finn. Ed, you're going to need to get yourself a new cabinet in the house, all the awards you've won the last week.
Yeah, listen, come here. I must say, I'm delighted. Yeah, very humbled. It was great. The Travel Extra Awards, it was for the TV show, which was lovely. You know, the Ed Finn's America one, which people actually loved. I mean, really now, I loved the feedback on that. So that was National Broadcaster of the Year. And then on Monday, yeah, the one I loved, the Travel Media Awards, which is lovely because it's voted on by your peers and the media and all that. So that Broadcaster of the Year for my radio and TV. I'm thrilled. Yes.
Really, I played a part in that.
You did?
By having
yeah.
it on the show.
On my little post, I thanked all my wonderful colleagues for all the wonderful. Yeah, listen, everyone just makes me look and sound good, as you know, Trina.
Right, we're going to take a look at Switzerland today.
Yes, a place, as you know, that I first went when I was 14 on a school tour. We went to Italy, Switzerland, and France and sailed home. We flew and was mad. And it was Interlaken. I'll never forget it, my first ever school tour. These mountains and glaciers. I don't know where we were. It was like something out of the world, you know. But went back and did a gorgeous trip there. Gstaad, but you drop the G, of course, and it's just pronounced Stad. And then we did Interlaken. So we did a two-centre tour there. And as you know, I mean, I loved skiing for years. As someone once told me, the best fun you'll ever have with your clothes on. And I thought, yeah, absolutely. And I loved it. But nasty accident in 2018. Broke the tibia, the fibia. Legs, bones out to the whole lot. Yeah, won't go into that, right? But discovered, as you know, when we chatted last year, snowshoe hiking and hiking. So Stad is a great place for this. I loved it. We stayed at a place called Sanamusser. There's a train, of course, you know, Switzerland is the land of trains, and you get the Swiss travel pass and you arrive into Zurich. We flew over with Swiss. You've loads of flights with Aer Lingus, Swiss, Ryanair fly up. There's loads of flights to Switzerland. And what was great, you just have your pass and you hop on the train, you hop off the train. Like you were platform 6, you hop off platform 5. So, you know, everything works so well. And then we got this final train, the Golden Pass, which is this beautiful panoramic and all glass train. And that was just like stunning, gorgeous. So if you like trains, this is the great place to go. Stad was fabulous. I did gorgeous hiking there. I got a lovely girl called Alice who took me on a walking, hiking day, the first day. And she did a little backpack on her. And she said to me, I have a surprise for you, Ed, here now. And we got to this little round table overlooking the most. Like, Stad is too beautiful. Julie Andrews, to give you an idea, is an honour.
Postcard
citizen
kind of stuff, yeah.
Stad, right? She went there years ago and she said, it is the last oasis in a world gone crazy. Stad is the last. And of course, like, she's bought lights for the town and everything. But I was looking for her, but she's over in her other house in Long Island. So I didn't get to. But if you're listening, Julie, I'm looking for you. Because The Sound of Music, by the way, is 60 years old this year.
Oh, so they'll have big
the movie. Yeah, yeah, I'm going over to Salzburg in a few weeks. So we'll be doing a bit of that. But it was heavenly. And you're up there in the mountains and you're hiking up and you still see the skiers swishing by and everything. So, you know, it's just lovely. So you don't have to miss out on lovely mountain holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
do you need to be
it.
Really fit for that?
No, I mean, I didn't think I was fit at all, but like when I was with the group, I was flying ahead of them all because I thought they were very slow. But you don't. The weather was lovely. You have all these gorgeous snow-laden trees and little cabins and, you know, it's just beautiful. And Alice took out her bag and she said to me, anyway, let's have fondue. So she had the little burner and the cheese, the bread, and she cooked a beautiful melted fondue lunch for us. And you can buy it all in Hyrus, right? It is the best thing you'll ever do. It was great.
Now tell me this much. Is this very much a holiday for singles or for couples or for families?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, there's loads to do there, right? So, like, Stad itself is really lovely. I mean, now, as I said, Sanamusser, where we stayed, the train runs all along. So it's like 15 minutes to the main town there. But it's for all people, really. I mean, Taylor and Richard Burton got married there, you know, like Roger Moore used to live there. But it's very understated. It's not like, if you know, big fancy with. Now, there's loads of amazing things you can do there. You can go and see glaciers. The thing that's really famous there is the iconic Palace Hotel, which you'd see in movies. Go in there and have a coffee and go in there and have something because it's lovely. Where I stayed, the Golf Hotel, golfhotel.ch is for people who want to have a look at it. There's a beautiful spa downstairs. I was the big swimming pool. I was the only one in the swimming pool because we arrived Monday, Tuesday. It was kind of quiet. Good time of year to go. And it was just so relaxing, peaceful. And I hiked all the way down and right walk. You can walk right into your hotel.
Okay.
So for everyone, yeah, the kids, I mean, everyone would love it. For skiing, they've all kind of little places for kids to start skiing as well. And then, of course, Stade itself is brilliant because we did horse-drawn carriages with Claudio. Like the Louis Vuitton, the Prada, they're all in like wooden little kind of beautiful little wooden, you know, the Swiss wooden chalets.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's not your main street, kind of like Geneva. This is like the cutest little town, ice skating. It's just so pretty that everywhere you look, you're like, wow. You know, yeah. It's just gorgeous.
So the time of year to be going here, what do you think?
Yeah, no. Listen, I went there a few years ago and I did a gorgeous cycling holiday in summertime and it was another experience. Stunning. Stayed in a lovely hotel up over the town, the Hus Hotel, H-U-S, and that was fabulous. But like, so Switzerland can be even nicer in summer than it is in winter. I love mountains. I love snow because the peace, the quiet, the tranquility. I would say to you, like, anytime, if you like, you know, hiking to... Now, the thing is, the Mansard Hotel is a new one. We'd lunch there. It's in the middle of Stade as well. They have these smells of herbs when you go in the door and it's all sort of beautiful stuff. So from there, we did then... We went to Interlaken, right? Interlaken, which means between two lakes, which is Lake Brienz and Lake Thun. And we stayed there for a few nights. The Essential by Dorrent was the hotel. The train literally stops on the platform and you walk like 2 seconds and you're in your hotel. Now, Interlaken is the adventure playground, really, of Switzerland, right? You're arriving in and you see all these hang gliders, you see balloons and people ice skating. So there, it was a different experience. So there we went nighttime river raclette rafting, which is basically doing lovely sort of melted cheese on a big dinghy while your guide Andy was rowing us along and a few of us were like people singing songs and stuff like that. But that was absolutely gorgeous at night time with all the twinkly lights and the raclette, gorgeous cheeses and your potatoes, and you're having that with your glass of wine. And then we did kayaking on Lake Brienz in the winter. It's like glass, it's gorgeous. But then the thing I loved was in Stockhorn, you got a little train ride there and you do snowshoe hiking there, which is real stuff, up the mountains, virgin powder snow, with our Andreas, who was our guide, and you do a whole trail up, down. And then we went to this big igloo that they make, a big ice hotel.
Oh, I love that.
And it was so cool. I could, like, you know, if you were on death row, one of the ladies on the trip, like, her meal would be fondue, because, like, we asked for the second pot of cheese because the cheese was so good. And you're dipping in that gorgeous bread, like ciabatta, and the pickles. And of course, you're having your... But you can stay in the hotel, the Igloo Hotel there, Igloo Dorf, and it's ice sculptures. It's like real cool experience, like Wi-Fi and everything. So that's interesting. But like, so all the different things that you wouldn't, I suppose, normally do, this is all sort of stuff you do in a winter wonderland kind of holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what time of the year is the best time?
So, I mean, for the snow and all the lovely experience, I mean, once, like, so end of November, right up, I suppose, to end of March when the snow kind of finishes up. But, and then for the summertime stuff, which again, I was saying to you, that's what you can go there then as well.
Okay.
In the summertime, Lake Thun has a special chemical, like that's the bright blue lakes that you don't see. You can go little cruises on the lake. So if you like mountains and lakes, you can do Switzerland in any time. I mean, Zurich even, sure, like James Joyce is buried in Zurich. You can learn Irish in the James Joyce Centre in Zurich if you want, actually,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But he's buried in the Fluntern Cemetery. So any time of year, I would say to you, I'll go to Switzerland anytime you want me to. No problem.
Now, Ed, who flies there?
So I flew with Swiss, which was lovely. You get a complimentary little bit of chocolate, of course.
Lovely.
And that was great. Aer Lingus, brilliant flights with them. Very good rates, like from 40, 50 quid each way. And then Ryanair fly to different places as well in this. I don't know, not about Zurich, but so Swiss and Aer Lingus. But great flights. And I must say, that like the trains are so good. And it was really, really enjoyable. Golf hotel we stayed in, again, a little bit outside. So, you know, not as expensive as me. And the Dorrent, brilliant. And Interlaken, by the way, you know, everyone has to have a Swiss Army knife at some stage in their life, right? You know, when you go on your survival,
yeah,
it has everything, corkscrews, everything. I had one and I forgot, I packed it in my hand luggage by mistake. And of course, it was like I lost a pet or something.
Out of all the things to bring in your hand luggage.
I know, I forgot. But so now I got the Huntsman again. Now the Victorian Inks shop, you know, the famous knives, they have one in Interlaken and it's the Metropole Hotel there. It's the first floor of the gallery. go there. The lint shop is beside it. The whole ceiling is knives, kind of different displays. And for I got for 40, I bought another, and they engrave it for you, complimentary for free. And so I'm thrilled because he's Swiss, and they're great presents. And you buy little knives there for £4, and they'll last forever. You'll never be able to not cut your vegetables. Like, yeah. Just beautiful shopping in Interlaken as well. Okay.
All right. Well, there he is, the award-winning Ed Finn.
Telling you, great start of the year, Trina.
We'll follow.
And it's all thanks to you, by the way.
Oh yeah, we'll follow you on your Instagram. Give me your the handler.
Yeah, at Ed Finn Travels. And by the way, I'll put up. I'll have a thing up as well about the trip. What I'm talking about on the website, but my Switzerland.com is fantastic for anybody who wants to have a look at that. Look up Gstaad, G-S-T-A-A-D, Interlaken, have a look at those as well, and you'll see all the information. And the Swiss Travel Pass, amazing. You never have to buy a ticket, and you can hop on, hop off all over the place.
So handy.
And treat yourself to first class, I'll tell you, it's great.
I'm telling you. Ed, we'll see you soon.
All the best.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Visit New Jersey Travel and Tourism. Discover stunning beaches, boardwalks, cultural cities, spectacular shopping meccas, and of course the Jersey Shore. The Garden State awaits at visitnj.org/ie.